collectively as a team, we're doing well, really. So obviously, two wins is a great start from any club.
How important was it that you got a bit of momentum at the start of this season, do you think?
It was great, really. Obviously, last season we got relegated, so which is a downer, really. But to start flying with all cylinders is good.
And a long trip on the opening day. Not many people would have thought a long trip down to Yeovil would end in a 3-0 result and coming back up here with all the points very convincingly as well.
Well, we went down there with a winning mentality, really, from the staff and from the players. We all wanted to go out there and just give it all our all. So obviously we've proven that we can play well, but not every game's going to be like that. So we have to just make sure we stay level to the ground and move on from there.
And you got off the mark as well in the opening game. That's ideal, isn't it? As a striker, you want to get off the mark as soon as possible.
Oh yeah, definitely. As a striker, it's just that's what you pay to do, really. And it's a great feeling to score a goal. Obviously, it's been so long for me. Obviously, not playing towards the back end of the season and to start, well, not even to start the game, but come on and score really was a bonus.
Does that play on your mind when you've been out of the game for so long?
No, not really. Just sit down and you can see that how the opposition are and see how your teammates are playing, how to exploit them. Obviously the defence, really, which was all in that game especially, there was loads of balls over the top, so it did work, and was obviously three great finishes from me, Curtis and from Harry.
Yeah, not many people will think about that, will they? When you guys are sat on the bench waiting, you're not just sat chatting, you're actually analysing the game.
Yeah, definitely, you have to, really, because obviously you have to see what you need to do to influence the game as much as you can.
In terms of, you mentioned that you weren't in towards the back end of last season as well. Nice for you now to maybe get a bit of a run going and get yourself some regular football, get yourself on the score sheet regularly and show what you can do, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'd say obviously if I played more games I played, obviously the more fitter I get and the match sharpness I get, and I get the goals, which is the main thing.
What's the mood like at this moment in time amongst this squad? Because lots of the players came in towards the back end of the pre-season, so you've not had much time to get to know each other and bed in together.
Now the older boys have been great from the first time I've come from August to last year, so all the guys have been great, really. So it's a good thing, really, that all the team is gelling well together and we're all good.
And there's a good option for strikers here, isn't there? You're obviously one of them, but you all complement each other, don't you, I suppose?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm the quickest of all of them. I keep saying everybody that, but it's one but it's one of them things. We all know what we have to do, really. Even if one of us is sitting out, we have to try and get yourself back into the team. And we've obviously our goals prove that why you should be in the team. So hopefully all of us can chip in.
Is there a competitive nature between you all, though? Because you strikers are, I don't want to say selfish people, but you're there to score the goals. You're the ones that do want to put it in the back of the net.
No, not well. For me personally, I would rather the team just win the match, really, to be honest. Obviously, it's bonus getting a goal, but if the team wins, that's the main thing.
What about learning things from each other as well? You mentioned you're the quickest, but Curtis Main seems to be the stockiest. He seems to be the bit of a powerhouse up there.
Well, it's a bit hollow, to be fair. I think I'm quite strong myself as well. So, nah, to be fair, everybody's got their traits, really. Obviously, he's a big guy as well, but Tyson's quick and can win flick-ons as well, same as me. Walk and Mitch are matched together, really. So we all know what we have to do as a strike force, really. So it's make sure we put it into play.
Yeah, and that strike force isn't going to be a regular two up top, is it? It might be one man leading the line and then a couple playing behind him. It could be two of you up there. He can move it around, can Paul Dickoff. That's the options he's got.
Yeah, right. Could put all three of us on, so yeah. You never know. But hopefully, like just as I said, we all compliment each other. We're all really hungry to score goals and do well for the team. So,
which do you prefer to be in then? A three up there on your own?
I don't mind, to be honest. Probably up there just with somebody is the main thing. Just working off each other and trying to win each other's. Well, obviously, getting one in the hole, one in behind, or just when the person I like to get off the flick on sometimes, yeah. Just vice versa, just either way, really.
And you and Curtis Main, obviously, against York, were doing that. He was trying to win the flick ons, wasn't he? He had to come deep for the ball a lot of the time, but he was trying to win those flick ons.
Yeah, definitely. As I say, I was trying to tie it for him as well, vice versa. Some of the times I've won and it's the same thing, really. So we're all learning together and moving on.